Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 8:40, 20 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. And we're going to talk NASCAR. And joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline is Reed Spencer from NASCAR Wire Service. And Reed, it's been a while. How you been?
Oh, just fine, thanks, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Here we move to the next round of the NASCAR playoffs. Eight drivers remain in the chase for the championship, which, by the way, will be run in Phoenix, a track I've been to a couple of times. I love that track. Should be a fun spot for the championship race.
That will be an excellent spot. And you know, the track is very interesting now that they flip-flopped it and put the start-finish line on what used to be the exit of turn two.
Right.
Now it's start-finish line. And so the restarts are actually on the curve, which is sort of unusual for a NASCAR race. And that makes it doubly interesting. But I think the three season finales at Phoenix are going to be very, very good and quite different from Homestead.
Yeah, and here we go in this round of eight, Kansas, Texas, and Martinsville. So you get the mile and a half, and then Martinsville, that's going to be a lot of fun on a short track with so much on the line.
Well, I like having Martinsville as the cutoff race because that's a race where inevitably the drivers bang into each other and move each other out of the way when they're a bit faster and somebody's slowing them down in front of them. So, you know, I think that after the 2 mile and a half, the short track at Martinsville, which is both the oldest and the shortest track on the Cup Circuit, it is going to be very, very interesting and extremely intense as they're going down to the final four.
Yeah, as we get down to this round of eight and get down to the final four ultimately and the trip to Phoenix and the run for a championship, do these upcoming tracks, particularly Kansas and Texas, favor a driver or a team? Do they have an advantage right out of the gate?
Well, I like Denny Hamlin, for instance, because he's one of the three drivers in the final eight who has won at all three tracks in the round. Kansas, he is going for his third straight victory on. He won the race back in July, and he won last year's playoff race at Kansas. So Denny obviously is a strong choice. He's good at Texas as well, and pretty good at Martinsville. So having won at all three of them, as have Kevin Harvick and Joey Logano, both of those drivers. Those are the only three in the final round that have won it all, or in the round of eight that have won it all three tracks. But Denny's a guy that I like to advance, as well as Harvick, because both he and Harvick have enough playoff points stored up that they can pretty much skate into the next round, provided you don't have three different winners below them in the standings who take up three of the spaces, and then it comes down between two of the guys with points and only one gets in. That's the way to me that either Denny or Kevin could not make it. But if one of them wins, I think they're both in the finals.
And that's what's so great about this format is that a win trumps. Any one of these eight win, they're going to Phoenix with a chance to run for the championship.
That's absolutely right. And as Kurt Busch proved in the last round, anybody can win and do that. Kurt came into the round of 12 in last place, won, and advanced to the round of 8. Again, he's in 8th place. He's last going into these races, but he's won the race at Martinsville before, so you can't count anybody out, and that's really the great thing about the playoffs is that anybody can advance and just by winning a race.
And do you look at any of the drivers? We saw Chase Elliott get it done on the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And Chase Elliott's been competitive on a wide range of tracks as well. Do you consider him one of the guys that I don't want to say he's fourth in the standing. He's not going to sneak up on anybody, and he drives for Hendrick Motorsports, and the son of Bill Elliott's not going to sneak up on anybody. But is he one of the drivers that you would watch out for in this next group of three races, and he could be a factor to win it all?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so, and particularly in the last month or so, because what Chevrolet has done ultimately is when NASCAR took its engines to the wind tunnel, basically last on the list was Hendrick. And so what they started doing was incorporating parts from ECR, from Richard Childress engines, into the Hendrick engine. And then subsequently they've announced that they're going to have a combined collaborative engine program featuring both of the organizations. That's made a big difference as far as the Hendrick power goes. And you've seen their power jump up probably 8 to 10 horsepower over the last few races. And I think that's going to make a difference, and that's made a much more competitive car that Chase Elliott's driving, and Alex Bowman, too, for that matter.
Yeah, Alex Bowman, one of three Chevrolets, Elliott, Bowman, and Busch, the Fords, Harvick, Keselowski, and Logano, and the Toyotas, Hamlin and Martin Truex Jr., and the fun begins at Kansas, and it's on to Texas and Martinsville. They'll whittle it down to 4, and then it'll be on to Phoenix for the championship. Reed, I wanted to get your thoughts on another story, and that is some major changes to the sport coming up as we move forward in the schedule. Some really exciting things as they continue to innovate and try to bring in new fans to the sport.
Absolutely, and of course the most noteworthy, I think, and the one that's been the most popular in terms of reception by fans is the dirt race at Bristol, where they're actually going to cover the concrete with dirt and race on dirt on those high banks. I mean, that is going to be a wild, wild show, and one that everybody's looking forward to. And then add to that 3 additional road courses to the schedule. Now we've got 6 coming up on the schedule next year, and that makes a huge difference, one of which is Circuit of the Americas down in Austin, Texas, which I've visited when the Formula One cars were there, but this will be the first time that the NASCAR cars have raced there. The All-Star race moves to Texas, and then we get a race back at the Nashville Super Speedway, which is a market that NASCAR hasn't been in for a while, but was very desirous to get back to. So, yes, a lot of changes to next year's schedule, and those are some of the real highlights, I think.
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to bring up, Reed, is we move into this round of 8 drivers, 3 races before heading to Phoenix for the championship, is NASCAR really blazed a trail for the rest of the sports world along with golf. And I know you love both sports, but the PGA Tour and NASCAR were out front and resumed the sports and by all accounts did it very safely.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they really developed protocols that work. You know, we had 2 drivers out of the entire garage in the Cup Series, Jimmy Johnson and Austin Dillon, who tested positive for COVID. Jimmy's, we think, may have been a false positive because he tested negative 3 days later twice. And you know, Austin, you know, had it for a brief period of time. Each of them missed one race. So, but NASCAR did a wonderful job in terms of maintaining the integrity of the garage and the integrity of the individual teams, and also the road teams versus the teams that stay at the shop, kept them apart and really got through the season and got a complete season of 36 races done once we get to Phoenix, under very exigent circumstances. You know, unlike, you know, basketball, hockey, baseball, which played shortened seasons and, you know, in the hockey's case, went right to the playoffs as soon as they resumed. Baseball played 60 games. NASCAR got the whole schedule in with a lot of creative scheduling and did a wonderful job doing that.
Yeah, well, tip of the cap, and we look forward to the final four races of the year. Reed, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Absolutely, Steve, anytime.
All right, there he is, Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service there in Kansas.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.